Begin the current sentence of a Dezer Daf Chav Ches. Begin on the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Beis, two lines up at the bottom of the Amud, but the Gemara continues the discussion in the previous Daf regarding our relationships with Akum, Oivdei Avodah Zarah, idolaters, non-Jews, in our relationship specifically regarding the permissibility or prohibition of getting medicine healing from the non-Jew. So the Gemara continues and qualifies Amr Rabbah B'chanam Rabbi Yechon, and says, Kol Maka Shemachan Les HaShabbos, any type of a wound which we would desecrate the Shabbos for, that, in other words, that there's a danger to one's life, a misrapin men. That type of treatment we do not get from the non-Jewish doctor. But if it was no danger to life, then we would be allowed, according to Rabbi Yechonon, to get treatment from the non-Jewish doctor, which, as Rashi points out, obviously it's not like Rabbi Yehuda from the previous staff, who held that even Rivda de Kasilta, Loimasi, even just for the lancet puncture, just for some little pain management, even that's not permitted from the non-Jew. Obviously Rabbi Yechonon disagrees, and he says, no, only if it's to danger of one's life, that type of a treatment one cannot have from the non-Jewish doctor. That's one version of Rabbi Yechonon's teaching. Vegidami, that those that say a different version. That Amar Rabbi Bechan Amar Biyechon, and he says, Kol as a contender of Chavchesim and Alf, Makash Shel Chol, any internal wound inside the person's body, Amos Rapim Hen. That type of a treatment one cannot get from a non-Jewish doctor. So the Gemara asks, my Benai, what's the difference between those two versions? It's the same thing. Because as the Gemara says in the second paragraph of Masechta Yuma, that any internal wound is something that we would desecrate Shabbos for. So it seems to be saying the same idea. Says the Gemara, "Ikke benayu gava yad v'gava regal." The Gemara says the difference is the top of the hand or the top of the foot, because the Amar Vada b'Masna Marav says gava yad v'gava regal, top of the hand or the top of the foot, even though it's not an internal wound. Harehin k'makas shachal has the same qualification as an internal wound. U'machalain the Shabbos, that we would desecrate the Shabbos for that. So according to the first version, we would not get treatment for the top of the hand, the top of the foot, from the non-Jewish doctor, because that's something that relates to sekandas nefashis. And we would be Mechal Shabbos in that, so that we don't get treatment for them. But according to the second version, we would get treatment, because it's only internally where we can't see what he's doing, then he could easily kill the Jew, that we don't get treatment from him. But here, where since it's visible, if we would see that he's doing something that's hurting the Jew, we would just take off that potion, that ointment, whatever it is that he's putting on the top of the hand or the foot, and we would be able to save the Jew, and therefore that type of a treatment, according to the second version, we would do from the non-Jewish doctor for gava yad and gava regel. Continuing on these halachas, Amar Rav Zutra bar Tuvia Amar Rabbi says, Kol makas shetzricha oimid, any wound that needs to be evaluated, that it's so dangerous to see if the person is going to live or die, machal lasa Shabbos, it's already in the category of so dangerous that we desecrate the Shabbos for the needs of that person. So to Amar Rav Shemen bar Abba Amar Biyechon, he says, V'hai isht etzmirta, this a burning fever that a person has, is kamakash achol dami, has the same classification as an internal wound. Machan less the Shabbos, then we would desecrate the Shabbos to treat that patient. Now the Gemara asks, Mehechen makash achol, where does an internal wound start from? What does inside the person start? So Pirush Rambam, he says, Minasafa, it's from the edge, meaning from the lips, ulefnim, but that's the portal into the person. From that inside is already considered an internal wound. Now Bleir Bleyazah, he asked, Kochi v'shini mai, which either means the gums in the teeth or the molars in the teeth, but teeth and things like that which are in the mouth, what's the halacha over there? And that is, do we say kivin da kushanin, or do we say that since they're hard, kamaka debroi dami, it's like an external wound. It's not something as sensitive like it's something that's internal. Or do we say that since it's inside the area from the lips, kamaka shachal dami, it's considered like an internal wound, and then all those halachas that apply to it, like chil Shabbos and so forth. So Amar Abaye says, Tashema, come in here, we can prove it from a Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. The Mishnah says, a cheshish b'shinim, if someone has a toothache, lo yigama behenes achemetz, he's not allowed to gargle with vinegar, because any medicine was forbidden to be done on Shabbos whenever there's not a danger to a person's life. As the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, definitely give them bays, because we're concerned, especially in Talmudic times, that they would grind the herbs to get the medicine, and grinding is a malach on Shabbos, so they would not take medicine because then it might come to grind. So says the Gemara, Chayshishu delay. It sounds like from that Mishnah, it's only when he has an ailment. It's just a little pain in his tooth. Hakoyv leituv Shabbos. It sounds, but if it would really be painful, then he would be allowed to do medicinal treatment on Shabbos. So you see that it's considered like an internal wound. Which the Gemara says, no right. Dilma Tana, maybe the Tana of this Mishnah, Hecha the koyv leituv, even when it's hurting so much, Chayshish namikarli, you still call it a toothache, even though it's really, really painful. And still, we don't consider it internal, because any type of tooth is still considered external because it's hard, and we are not machal Shabbos. So there's no raya. So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's bring a raya from the following incident. Rabbi Yechanan chash b'tzaf dina. Rabbi Yechanan had a certain tooth ailment that was called tzafdina. He went to a certain non-Jewish noblewoman, a certain doctor, some practitioner, and of this she did for him some type of a treatment, chamisha mali shabsa, on Thursday and on Friday, Erev Shabbos. So Amallah, so Rabbi Yechanan said to her, lemachar, tomorrow on Shabbos, my, what should I do? I can't come to you for treatments tomorrow. I'm busy with my class. I give Shabbos as the B'nai Kala is when they give this big lecture. I'm busy. I'm preoccupied. I can't come to you. So Amalei, she said to him, Leit Tzvichas, don't you have to come anymore. You're cured. I took care of you on when, you know, what I treated you Thursday and Friday. So he says, it's Tzvich Nemai, but if I need it, what am I going to do? So Amalei, she said, Ishtabeli Delei Maglis, swear to me that you're not going to reveal, and I'll tell you the secret, what you have to do yourself to do the treatment. So Ishtabeli, he swore to her, Le'elekoy Yisrael Loi Megalina, to the God of the Jewish people, I'm not going to reveal it. So Gahilei, so she revealed to him the treatment. Lamachar Nafik Drosha Bepirka, tomorrow, the next day, on Shabbos, he went and he lectured, he taught everybody the treatment for this Safdina that he heard from this woman. So the Gemara says, but Vishtabela, but he swore to her. Says the Gemara, Lelakod Yisrael Lemegalina. His words were, I'm not going to reveal it to the God of the Jewish people. Avalaami Yisrael Megalina, but to his people, the Jewish people, I will reveal it. To God, I'm not going to reveal it, but to his people, I will. So the Gemara says, but Vaikachil Hashem. But this is a desecration of Hashem's name because she thinks that, what do you mean, he swore to me. She doesn't know about this Talmudical analysis of the wording that he says, Leleka, not Be'eleka, the Yisrael. It's going to be desecrating Hashem's name, that here he goes and he's spreading out the words. Says the Gemara, no, the Gali Lamakara. The moment she told him the secret, he really told her that moment, says, I want you to know, I didn't swear. I didn't say Be'eleka, the Yisrael, by the God of the Jewish people I'm swearing. I swore to the God of the Jewish people I'm not going to reveal, but to the people I will. So she really knew about it, so it wasn't a Chil Hashem. And she agreed that she understood what his idea was. Now, but one thing the Gemara wants is Almuth, so you see from the fact that he wanted to have, in case, the treatment to use on Shabbos for his tooth ailment is obviously Kamaka Shachal Dami, obviously because we consider it as an internal wound which you're allowed to treat on Shabbos. Which actually the Gemara later on is going to ask, since it is considered an internal wound, so how was he able to go for treatment from a non-Jewish doctor? But Rabbi Yechanan said, any wound that you're mechal Shabbos for, which includes internal wounds, you're not allowed to get treatment from a non-Jewish doctor. But one thing the Gemara wants to prove is obviously that's considered internal wound. And that's what the Gemara, no, Amar of Nachmitz, like he says, Shani Tzavdina. Tzavdina is different. Yeah, it's obviously considered internal wound because he would have done the treatment on Shabbos. Hayla maskel bepev ugoim bebeneim ayim, because it's not really limited to the teeth. It starts in the mouth, but it concludes, it continues, it has after effects in the intestines, and therefore it's considered an internal wound because it infects the intestines, and that's why he was able to use treatment on Shabbos. Now, the Gemara is Maisi Mani. What are the signs to know that this tooth ailment is Tzavdina? So, Rami Midi Bekachi, person, if he puts anything into his mouth, Umaisi Dama Mebe Dara, so then the blood comes out from the row of teeth, meaning because it's very infected. The moment that somebody touched it, blood comes out. So the Gemara says, "Mayha, but what is this? What is the etiology of this? What's the root of this illness? Mikariri kariri dechiti, either from eating a type of a wheat dish that's very cold in the winter, or mechami mechami medesari, or eating a very hot dish in the summer month of made out of barley." Or from the leftovers of the fish that they would fry in the fats that come out of the fish together with flour, these things could cause this tzavdina. So the Gemara is my avdelay. So what did the noblewoman do for Rabbi Yechanan, which then he told everyone what it really was, the treatment that she was doing to heal his tzavdina? So Rabbi Achabri Derava, he says it was mesar, yeast water, v'shem and zeis and olive oil, umelach and salt. Mabra Vashem, he says no, it's mishcha de avza. It was the fat of a goose, which is melted in fire, and then it's anointed begadfa de avza with one of the feathers of the goose on the outside of the teeth. Now Amabai, he says ano avdi kulo. I did all these different interpretations for tzavdina, and it didn't heal me. Ado amali ahutai, until this Arab merchant told me as follows: aisi kashiasa de zese. Bring the seeds, the pits of olives, the lemolu tilsa, which has not matured yet a third of its growth, V'kalinu amorechad, to burn it on a new ho, meaning make it white, that it's like it's burning hot, to burn it on top of this new ho, which is a type of a farming instrument. V'davik beid didari, and then put it on to the inside of your teeth. And avdi hachiv at this side says, I did this, and then I was healed. Now the Gemara asks, as we mentioned before, Rabbi Yechon Hechon Aver Hachi, how did he even do this to get treatment from this non-Jewish doctor? But V'omer Rabbi Bebechonam Rabbi Yechon Kol Makash Mechal Nesa Shabbos, any wound which one would desecrate the Shabbos for, Amos Rapman, you know, I'll get treatment from them. And the internal wound, which the Tzavtina is something that you Mechal Shabbos for. So the Gemara, Adam Chashav Shani, a distinguished person like Rabbi Yechon is different because she's afraid of the government if she would then go ahead and kill him. So we're not concerned for her harming him. And that is the Gemara, but Varebevo, the Adam Chashav, Varebevo was considered a distinguished person. Varamele Yaakov Mina, and Yaakov the heretic went and put Sama, a poison, a shake on his thigh, in as if he was treating him, but it really was poison. And Ve'ilo Rabbami Rabbasi del Chachu Leshake, and if not for Rabbami Rabbasi, who licked off the poison that was so strong that was on his thigh, Paskei Leshake, they would have had to cut off his thigh because of the poison that was on his leg. And Rabbi Vo was very well connected to the government, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Miksubas, that they would come out and say all types of praise, and still we find that here that doctor was trying to injure him. Then you say by Rabbi Yechonan that the reason why he was able to go to treatment because he was Adam Chashav, here Rabbi Vo was also Adam Chashav. Says the Gemara, no, by the noblewoman, by the Rabbi Yechonan, there was no concern because Refi Mumchahaba, she was a professional doctor. As the Gemara says, Nafchav Zayin Med Aleph, that if someone's a well-known doctor, then they wouldn't risk their reputation by harming even a Jew. So the Gemara says, but Rebbevo Nami Refi Mumchahaba, Rebbevo was also, his doctor was also a well-known doctor, and yet still we see he was going to harm Rebbevo, even though he was well-connected. Says the Gemara, Shani Rebbevo was different. The Mukmi Be Mini B'Nefshai, because the heretics applied to themselves the Pasuk and Sefer Shaftim, Tomis Nafshim Pelishtim, which Shimshon did when he took himself down and killing the Pelishtim, let my soul die with the Pelishtim, because he used to go ahead and bother the heretics with Pesukim. Where the heretics said, oh, we don't believe, and he says, yeah, you don't believe, how do you resolve that? And they hated him so much that although generally a doctor would not risk his reputation, especially with a distinguished person, but Rebbevo was different because he bothered them so much, so that's why the doctor was willing to risk himself and put the poison on his thigh. But again, in general, like in the case of Rabbi Yechonan, it's permitted Adam Chashav from a well-respected and well-known doctor. Now, Amar Shmuel, continuing on these halachas, he says, Haipid Asa, this wound that comes from a sword, Sakantahi, is a danger to a person's life. Mechal Nes HaShabbos will allow to desecrate Shabbos for that. Says the Gemara, Mayasu, so what is the remedy for that? So, Lemifsik Dama, to stop the blood of the wound of the Pedasa, if the blood's coming out too fast. So, Tachli Bechala. So, he drinks cress that's soaked in vinegar. And Lasuke, to actually have the regeneration, the regrowth of the flesh, which is where the wound is, that's Girda Diablo. So, you take this herb, which is called yabla, as the Gemara brings this herb in Masechta Saita, which they would grind its root and put that grinded part of this herb with the girda da asana, with the grinded of the thorn bush branch, and make some type of a salve out of this. Oy nikra mikalkalsa, or the worms which the chickens peck in the garbage dump, he used that as a way of putting on the flesh to help it regenerate. Now, Amr of Safra, he says, Hai Invisa. Someone has a blister, which is like appears like a grape. Parvanka de Malacha de Maisahi. It's the agent of the angel of death. In other words, it's dangerous to a person's life. It can kill him. So says Gemara Maisu, so what's the remedy? So Tigna, so he takes this herb, which is called Ru, and he grinds it, Bedubsha with honey, Oi Karpisa, or wild celery, Betilia, with this very strong wine, which is a certain type of wine called Tilia. Now, in the meantime, while someone is gathering all those ingredients to make this potion, it's lacy invisa. In the meantime, they should bring a grape, meaning from the types of grapes of the wine, with the product, the regular grape of the fruit, that's bas mina. That's the same meaning as the blister, meaning if it's a big one, a big grape, and if it's small, a small grape. Vinigander ilave, and he should roll that grape on top of the blister, which is the same shape as a grape. Chivarti lechivarti. If it's a white blister, you should use a white grape. And lochamti lochamti. And if it's a black blister, it should have a black grape. Now Amar Rava, he says, high simta. If someone has like an abscess, which is also a blister that's full with pus, so then parvanka dashasi. So this is the agent. In other words, that it's through the illness, which is called chama, which is a fever, and it's a sign that the person has this illness. So ma'asu. So what's the remedy? So lamachi shitin is kutli. So he should snap his index finger on his thumb. He should push it on and then release it and have that bang with his fingernail on that abscess, and then vilikari shasareva. Then they should cut it open and with a crisscross. Now, bahani midli delechiver reisha. That's only if the tip of the abscess has not turned white. Abachiver reisha, if the top of it already turned white, in other words, that it's already the pus is ready to come out, so that's already it's going to heal itself. So less lamba, then we're not concerned enough to do anything. The Gemara continues. Rabbi Yaakov Chash, the Rabbi Yaakov had an ailment, as you continue to medbeis bepika, which was the opening of the anus by his rectum. He had an injury over there. Now, earlier Rabbi Ami showed him, Vamilan, some say it was Rabbi Asi earlier, showed him what type of a treatment he should do, which is Lasi Shav Bine Ahalo Toilana. He should take 7 seeds, which are red like scarlet, which are found inside the aloe plant, which is used to wash things. So he takes those seeds. Vitsarile Bechalolo de Beitzav, and he should tie it with the piece of the garment which is cut out when a person makes a garment, so you need a place for the neck. So you cut out a hole in the middle, and now you could just slip your like a t-shirt. So when they make the opening, they cut out that piece of fabric. Should tie these 7 seeds in this fabric. Velichrich ilavei near a bark, and you should tie around it an animal hair. Betamishle, and then you should dip it in, but not for chivaro, in white nafta. The kalian should burn it, ubad elevay, and then they should spread it around the area over there by the anus. Now, ad hachi b'hachi, in the meantime, while someone's gathering all these different ingredients to do this, leisi kashiyasa da'asana, should bring the seeds of the fruits of the thorn bush, which are these buttonim, which they grow, these fruits, they grow on the thorn bush, and they're full of seeds. Leinich pika lahadi pika, he should put the crack of the seeds opposite the crack of his flesh, meaning there by his anus, and that will hold it off in the meantime. Now, the Gemara asks, "V'hani mili piki lo," but that's only by the crack in the anus, by the flesh over there, which is visible out on the outside, on the top. And you could put something over there, like these ashes, on top of it. But pika tata, but an injury there on the lower part of the anus below, which is more inside, my, what can you do? You can't get ashes over there. How can you get a treatment in over there? Says the Gemara, Laisi tarba de tzvirta de lay iftach. He should bring the fat of a she-goat, which has not opened, meaning has not given birth yet. Vilafasha, and he should take those fats and melt it in fire. Vilashadibe, and then he should anoint it over there, and that could go in over there by the rectum for this treatment. Now, Vilay, and if he doesn't have this option, Lasi tlas tarfa kara de miyavshi betuli, should bring 3 leaves of gourds which had dried up in the shade, velikli, and burn it, velavadri levei, and then should put it on that area. Vilayin, if not, lasi mishkede chelzaini, should bring the shell of the chelazin, which is a type of a snail. Vilayin, if not, maisi mishach kiri, you should bring olive oil that's mixed together with wax. The linkit b'shachaki dechisna mekaiti, and he should wrap himself up with it, with these worn out linen garments in the summertime, so that he shouldn't get too heated, because it's already summer anyway. With the amar gufna b'sisva, and in the wintertime, he should wrap himself up with woolen garments, or cotton, which is warmer, because then it's winter. Continue on the different ailment. We just spoke about by the anus, now so he had an ailment by his ear. So earlier, Rabbi Yechanan showed him what to do. Vamilan, some say Be'medrashan, the study holder showed him what to do. So Tumas, my early, what did they show him to do? So Tumas says, Ki hadam abaya, like this that Abaya said, that Amali A, my mother told me, Lo ivri kul yasa elu udna. The kidneys were only created for the ear. Vamarava, and Rava said, that Amali Manyume Asya, Manyume the doctor told me, Kulu shakyani, all types of liquids, are koshal udna, are harmful for the ear. Labar mi mayda kul yasa, except the water of the kidneys. So therefore the Gemara says, the treatment is, Laisa kul yasa debarchi, should bring the kidneys of a type of a sheep, which is karcha, which actually refers to a goat. And the reason why it's called bald is because it's not covered with wool like a sheep is. The likre shasiv erev, and they should take that kidney and tear it open crisscross. The leinich amilola denura, and they should put it onto burning coals. And the water that comes out of those kidneys, l'shadinubune, he should anoint it onto his ear. L'ikari v'loichamim, it shouldn't be too cold or too hot. El b'shuri, rather lukewarm. Now, v'iloi, and if not, if he doesn't have that option, l'isei tarba d'chi fushta, he should bring the fats of, like Rashi says, a scarab, which is a certain type of a beetle, that's gamle nisa, that's very large. V'lefasher v'leshadaban, he should melt it and he should put it on in his ear. Now, and if not, he should fill up his ear with oil. Belavid shev pesilta das pasta. He should take 7 long stalks of shachas, which is the unripe grain of a wheat stalk. Vilaisi shufta the tum, and he should take the handle of garlic, which means to say it's dried leaves, which you hold onto the garlic with. Vilaisu barka, and he should take an animal here, bechad reisha, he should tie it there on one end of it, velit libehu nura, and then he should light this long stalk on fire, veidach reisha, the other tip of that stalk, meisva b'udnu, he should put in his ear, velesiv udnu lahad minura, and he should also have his ear near the fire, veizdar mezika, he should be careful from that no wind should come to his ear, venishkol chada venana chada, and when he takes this stalk out of his ear that already burnt down to the bottom, then he should go ahead and put in the other one because he has 7 of them until he used them all up. Lishnachin, another version is that v'iloy, and if that is not an option, laisi shapasilta bikri, should take 7 strings of animal here, 7 wicks of animal here, v'shayifle mishchadas pastin, you should smear it with balsam oil, v'naisi chadresha benur, and you should put 1 tip of it in the fire, and another tip of it in his ear. He should take 1, and when that's done, he should put in the other one. And he has to be careful from drafts from getting any wind in his ear. Now, if that's not an option, he should take these wool tufts, which are colored with a dye of violet, and that are deloy meshakif, that this wool was not beaten yet with a stick to separate the strands, v'nanachba, and he should put it in his ear, v'litle lu'udnei lahadinur, and he should have his ear near the fire, u'mizdar mezikin, has to be careful from drafts. Now, v'ilayin, if that's not an option, laisa guvsa de kanya tiko bar meyashnin, he should take a tube of a reed, which is very old, it was cut down already for 100 years, and the gear says, v'lamalye milcha galal nisa, and he should fill it up with this hard salt that's like a rock, which is similar to marble, velikli and burn it, veledavik, and he should attach that to his ear. Now, besamonech, and the memory tool for all these different types of treatments for the ear, is that retiva levishta, moist for dry, levishta retiva, and dry for moist. What it means to say is that all these different treatments are not the same depending on the ailment of the ear. Rather, those which the treatment is moist, for example, like we said, the kidney water or these types of wax oil and stuff like that, which the treatment is more moist, that actually helps for a dry ear. That's the type of the illness, which there's not enough wax there. In contrast, when the treatment is dry, for example, these tubes and this hard salt, that actually helps for a moist ear, meaning there's too much that's wax that's coming out and things like that. So depending on what it is, it's the opposite type of a treatment. Amar Rabba Bar Zutra Amar Reb Chanini says, Malin Oznaim B'Shabbos. We could elevate the part of the ear on Shabbos, meaning there's certain types of sinews in the ears that sometimes it comes down and it'll cause the jaw to detach. So one has to elevate that part of the ear, and it's a danger, so one is allowed to do that on Shabbos. Now, Tan Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, he taught that that's Biyat. That's only to manipulate it by hand. Avoloi besam, but not to use medicine, because since it's possible to do by hand, you shouldn't be allowed to do medicine, which is a prohibition to do on Shabbos. Now, Igadami, those that say the opposite, besam, with medicine, avoloi biya, but not by hand. My time, what's the reason? Because mizraf zarif, actually, if one is going to try to do manipulate by hand, he's going to actually end up making a wound, which that's a bigger chil Shabbos. In contrast, by using medicine, That's not biblical prohibition. That's rabbinically prohibited. In contrast, doing by hand, one is going to come to a greater chil Shabbos and therefore better do it in medicine than doing it by hand. Amrav zutu by tovir amrav. Continuing to the next type of body part. Ayin shemarda, an eye that rebels, meaning that it wants to come out, like someone that rebels, it wants to leave, like a person who wants to rebel, the eye is threatening to pop out. So mutl kirchle b'Shabbos is permitted to put some type of salve on it on Shabbos to heal that eye. Now, Savmane, they thought from him that Hanamilahu Deshachki Saman Me'etmal. That's only talking about if someone already grinded down the herbs from yesterday, where, okay, the only problem would be a rabbinic prohibition about using medicine, but there wouldn't be any biblical violations to put this medication in the eye. Av Meshachi B'Shabbos, but they thought, but to grind the herbs on Shabbos, and let's say, or Vasuyi Derech Rishus Rabban, but to bring it through a public domain to have a Hitzah on Shabbos, which a Malacha Deraisa, they thought that loy, that no, that wouldn't be permitted to do because it's not Sakanas Nefashas. The worst thing that could happen is the person is going to go blind, which is called Sakanas Eivor, but that doesn't permit Chil Shabbos. On that, Amalehum Rabbanan, so one of the rabbis said to them, Rabbi Yaakov Shemin, his name was Rabbi Yaakov, L'dedim Mefarshim Eneid Rabbi Yehuda. For me, it was explained from Rabbi Yehuda that a fill of Mishchik b'Shabbos, that even to grind it on Shabbos, which is Toichin, Deiraisa, Vasui Derech, which is a rabbi, and even to bring it through the public domain, is Mutta, it's permitted because his Gemara is going to tell us later on that the parts of the eye are connected to the heart, meaning the eyesight is the nerves are connected to the core of the heart, which is a danger to the person's whole life, and therefore one is allowed to treat the eye on Shabbos, even in Malacha Deiraisa. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Shara L'Mikl in B'Shabbos. So to Rabbi Yehuda permitted one to treat the eye on Shabbos. Now, Amalu Rav Shmuel by Yehuda, Shmuel by Yehuda said to them, Man Sais La Yehuda, who is going to listen to Yehuda? Mochel Shabi is desecrating Shabbos. Whoever listens to him is desecrating Shabbos because one is not allowed to do treatment for the eye. It's at most a blindness, but that doesn't permit one to be Mechal Shabbos. L'soif Chash Be'en, at the end, Rav Shmuel by Yehuda himself, who was protesting against this, he had an ailment with his eye. So Shalach Lehi sent to Rav Yehuda, Sharia asa, am I allowed to treat it on Shabbos or not? So Shalach Lehi sent him, Lukuli am Sharia. Yeah, everyone's permitted to treat their eye on Shabbos. Lididach asa, but for you it's forbidden because you're the one who prohibited and you were the one who was contesting what I said. And moreover, Rabbi Yehuda continues, V'chimididihu? Do you think I made up this halacha myself that you're protesting against me? Oh, whoever listens to me has been Mechal Shabbos? Temar Shmuelhi. It's from the master Shmuel, I received this tradition from him. Because Ahi Amsa, the Havi Beimar Shmuel, there was a certain maidservant that worked in Shmuel's household. The Kotchala Einu B'Shabbata, who her eye was burning on Shabbos. Tzavcha V'leket Ashkabah, she was screaming and no one paid any attention to her. And Pakein, her eye burst. So the next day, the master Shmuel went to the study hall and he expounded, and he says, "Ayin shemarda, an eye that's rebelling, meaning it's threatening to pop, mutal kachal b'Shabbos, permitted to put a treatment in it on Shabbos." My tema, what's the reason? Because the threads of the eye, meaning the nerve endings of the eye, are attached to the strings of the heart. They're connected to the essence of the person, and it's a danger to the person's life. So the Gemara is kigoy mai. What type of eye ailment is so severe that we'd say it fills this quota, and we would be mechal Shabbos? So Rabbi Yehuda says kigoy rira, when there's a lot of discharge coming out of the eye, or ditzo, or when there's stabbing in the eye pain, dema, or if there's blood coming out of demaso, or a lot of tears, vikitcho, or if there's a burning sensation. Now betchilas ochla. Now this is by the beginning of the ailment. Lafuki seif ochla, that comes to exclude, but if it's at the end of the ailment, meaning it's already healed, it's just burning a little bit, but it's already towards the end, or upetzuche eino, or if he's just coming to put on this medication just to make his eyesight better, that delay, that would not be permitted to do on Shabbos. Now, related to these to treatments, Amar Rabbi Yehuda says that someone that has one of these ailments, if let's say he was bitten by a zibur, by a hornet, or the charzei silvo, or if he had a thorn that was stuck into his flesh, or v'simto, if he has a blister, or the koav le'eno, or if he has his eyes are hurting him, the asi leve'eshta, and he has a fever, kulu be'bane, regarding all these people, if they go into a bathhouse, sakanta, it's a danger to the person's life. Now, moreover, chama l'chama, radish is good for a fever. In contrast, v'silka and beets, is latzina is good for chills. Now, the chilufa sakanta, and to do the opposite type of a treatment would be a danger to a person's life because radish increases a person's body to become cold. In contrast, beets make it hot. And each one of these things needs the opposite type of a treatment, and therefore one has to be careful not to do the opposite. So to chamimi la krava, heat is good for scorpion bite. The kriri lizibur, and cold is good for a hornet's bite. The chalufa sekant, and to do the opposite would be dangerous. So to chamimi la silva, hot is good for if someone has a thorn, where he has to soak his wound in hot water. Now, although we said before that a thorn, if it goes into the bathhouse, is danger, that's where he's watching his whole body and his whole temperature is really getting very hot. That is going to be dangerous. But when it's just localized on that wound, then actually hot is good. Vikriri and cold, as we continue on top of Choftes Manav, is lachas funisa, is for when a person has cracks and scabs in his face. Vichiluf is a kind, to do the opposite would be danger. So to chalol lisibure, vinegar is good for if someone had let blood from his shoulders. Umenini and small fish is latanis, is good for a fast. Vechiluf is a kind, to do the opposite is dangerous, because obviously each one is coming to do the opposite direction of what the body needs. Tachli v'sibur, if someone has cress and then lets blood, sakanta, that's danger to his life. Ishta v'sibur, if someone has fever and then lets blood, that's sakanta, that's a danger to a person's life. Koiv eini v'sibur, if someone has eye pain and lets blood, that's sakanta, that's danger to a person's life. Now, sheini ledag dam. Day two, after eating fish, a person can let blood. Sheini ledam dag. Day two from letting blood, I mean the day after letting blood, then one could go ahead and eat fish. But shlishi lo sekanta. So although on the same day one should not eat fish, the day after or the day before letting blood one can eat fish, but day three is going to be a danger to a person's life, and therefore one should not have fish 3 days after having let his blood.